Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Nun Tes Zivachim 59. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara begins with the teaching of Rav, and Rav teaches us that the altar that was in the courtyard of the temple, or even the ramp that was in the courtyard, if it became nifgam, if it became blemished, meaning to say if the stones of the altar somehow became blemished, which is, Rav says this is called a mizbeach shenifgam, an altar that became blemished, then we say under those circumstances, ko hakodshim shenishkatu sham, all the sacrificial animals that were slaughtered there in the courtyard, not obviously on the altar, but in the courtyard itself, are pesulin, are going to be invalid. Meaning to say, since they were slaughtered at a time where there was no altar, they are going to be invalidated. And Rav continues and says, "Umikra hayabiyadenu." We had a verse to prove this, "Ushishachnuhu," and we forgot that verse. And the Gemara tries to then find the source for that verse. But then after the Gemara tries to find the source of that verse, the Gemara cites the opinion of a question, because there is a statement that Rav Gidal once made in the name of Rav, and that seems to contradict this teaching of Rav. So the Gemara says, how could Rav say that if there was the altar and the altar was blemished, that the sacrifices that were made in the courtyard at that time are not valid? But we have a different teaching of Rav, the Mizbeach, if talking about the inner altar. We know that there are two altars. There's one altar which was in the courtyard, which is called the Mizbeach, and then there was another altar which was in the sanctuary itself, and that's called the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar, or the Ketores altar. So this altar, Shenekar, if the inner altar, the Mizbeach HaKetores, became removed and it's not there, still nevertheless we can bring the Ketores. That doesn't prevent the Ketores from being brought. Maktirin Ketores Bimkomo, that we bring this, the incense, in the place where the altar was supposed to be, even though the altar is not there. And the simple way to understand the Gemara's question is that we say that since the inner altar, the Ketores, can be brought even though there was no altar there, and we just bring it on the floor of the sanctuary, we should say the same thing with respect to the Mizbeach, the altar that was outside in the courtyard of the sanctuary, that we should be able to bring it on the floor of the sanctuary, on the floor of the courtyard, in the place of the altar. And yet, nevertheless, Rav, who allows this with respect to the Mizbeach HaKetores, he says that that with respect to the Mizbeach, the altar that was blemished, it's invalid. And so we see from here that this is a contradiction, because with respect to the Mizbeach HaKetores, he says that the offerings are valid even without the altar, whereas with respect to the Mizbeach HaOla, the Mizbeach HaChutz, the altar that is in the courtyard, he says it is invalid even if it has a small blemish on it. So how do we understand this seeming contradiction between the statements of Rav? So the Gemara answers, it must be like Rava says with respect to a different teaching that was said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Moda haya Rabbi Yehuda ba'damim, meaning to say that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the courtyard, he built the entire courtyard with the holiness of the altar, that you could bring a sacrifice in the entire courtyard. Nevertheless, he admitted that with respect to the sprinkling of the blood, it needed to be specifically on the altar itself. So to hear also, Hachinami, with respect to Rav's position, Moda Rav Bedamim, that Rav would be of the opinion that the sprinkling of the blood, which was only done really on the outer altar, the Ketores, there's no sprinkling of the blood, so the outer altar is where the blood was sprinkled, and Rav would be of the opinion that that would be impossible to do, except if you're going to do it on a kosher altar, and so therefore, since you can't sprinkle the blood on the offering, therefore we say that that offering is like it's invalid, and therefore as a result of this, Rav would say that a altar with a blemished stone is going to be invalid. This simple way of understanding the Gemara at first glance is that Rav is of the opinion that just like the inner altar, if it was moved, the Ketores can still be brought, so too with respect to the external altar, you could bring the sacrifices there, except the only problem is with respect to the sprinkling of the blood, that you can't sprinkle the blood. But at first glance, it seems that Rav is saying that the blood you can't sprinkle, but you could still bring the parts of the animal that were supposed to go up on the altar, you could still bring them on the altar. And indeed, that approach is supported by Tosfos on Samach Amud Beis, on tomorrow's daf, because Tosfos says that an altar that was moved, we could still bring, if the altar was moved, we could still bring the sacrificial parts of the altar in the place of the altar. However, Rashi here, Dibur Maskel Mizbeach, says the words Kosalka Daitach, that we would have thought. And so Rashi seems to be saying that is, we must reach a different conclusion, that in the external altar, if it's moved, then it is not like the law of the inner altar, which is moved. That the inner altar, you could still bring the stuff on the floor, but with respect to the external altar, the one it says that you can't sprinkle the blood, it means you can't do any of the aspects of the sacrificial service. And so therefore he's not just referring to the sprinkling of the blood, but he's referring to all the parts. And so therefore none of the parts of the service can be done in the place of where the external altar was. It's only in the inner altar that you could bring the Ketoris. That's the position of Rashi. The Meshech Chachma points out that this idea that the inner altar, the Ketoris, can be brought, that would only be with respect to the base of Mikdash, to the temple itself, because in the temple we say the ground is holy, but the Mishkan, the sanctuary, which moved, and it was moving all around, the place itself wasn't holy. And so therefore, if the Mizbeach HaKetores was missing in the inner altar in the time of the Mishkan, then it would not have been, the Ketores would not have been able to be brought without the actual Mizbeach HaKetores.